Will you be supporting England in the World Cup, or will you be like the Deputy First Minister and going for Argentina? Brian Pelham's on the line. You've called in to speak to Mike Parry. Brian, good morning.
How you doing? The name is Pelham, but anyway.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
You're okay. You're okay. No, I was just listening to that. It's great. The World Cup hasn't started yet, but the first shots have been fired at this ongoing annual or every 4 years that this row who will you be supporting. I must admit, I'm totally in John Lafferty's camp, but I'm even a bit more. Unfortunately, there's not an Ireland Republic of Ireland. I'd love to see an All-Ireland soccer team, even though then I doubt whether they would actually win the World Cup, but I would love to see that. But come this World Cup, I'll be cheering on Brazil, not Argentina, Brazil. And it's quite simply why. 1970, my father let me sit up and watch Brazil win the World Cup in Mexico. Fell in love with them then, absolutely cheering them on. I wish England well in this tournament. I hope they do well and on the other teams, but I'm totally in the Brazil camp. And John's right. All of a sudden, the media becomes full of we, this word we. And it's like, no, it's not we. You can follow whoever you want. There's nothing wrong with following whoever you want, enjoying it, loving the crack, who's going to win, who's going to lose, etc. So I think Mike just wants to cool it down a wee bit, though. Just bring it down a bit. And we can't understand why a lot of people can't follow England, that he's never going to understand that. But as I say, I'm cheering for Brazil 100%.
Mike?
Don't blame you cheering for Brazil. Brazil are a fantastic team, and they you know, when we never even saw the Brazil players until the World Cup, they had a mystique about them. They don't have that mystique now because we see them every week. But I don't blame you cheering for Brazil. But the point I'm making, the point that my colleague was making earlier about Alan Green using the word we, you have to assume that as that broadcast is going out to people who are available to watch it in England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, you have to assume that those who tune in because they have an interest in the game. The game features England, the national football team of England, and therefore you have to assume that the people who are tuning in are there to watch England. So why would you, what other word would you use except we? Why would Alan Green say they? Why would he say, and the English, they, to distance them? Can you think of any other country in the world where
okay,
a commentator
would refer to his national team as they?
Okay, go ahead, Brad.
If I can answer just very quickly, it's not just Alan Green's going to say we. All the tabloids are going to say we.
Well, of course they are, because they're all telling England.
And it's going to go, and that would go on forevermore until England lost in the World Cup again. You're still talking, the whole 1966 thing is still talked about. You know, it's like, that's what would be the impact of it. And as I say, I follow Manchester United. I want Brazil to win the World Cup. And I hope I can do well in the World Cup. But I know who I'm following. I don't think there's a problem with that.
That is fine, but you support Manchester United, and you can't have it both ways, because if England win the World Cup, right, and that's not beyond the bounds of possibility, then the world's greatest players, the best players, will want to come to England to play here, right? And if they come to England, there's a good chance some of them will play for Manchester United. So that will improve your lot in the world of football. So you can't be, you know, envious and spiteful towards England on one hand, and on the other hand, draw the benefits of England being world champions.
Where was the spite in my words? Is it just that you hear people talking and you just suddenly hear the word spite? There's no spite in my words.
Are you got your ear on all the time
for people being spiteful if they don't agree with you?
Hang on, if you travel to Manchester United to watch Manchester United, the chances are that inside a stadium of 75,000 people, about 73,000 of them will be English supporting football fans, right? So for you to say, well, I'm shoulder to shoulder with you here when we're playing Manchester United, but I'm not shoulder to shoulder with you when some of these Manchester United players like Wayne Rooney put on an England shirt and go and represent this country abroad, this country being the country you're
Manchester United. Three of the greatest players ever for Manchester United were not English. One of them was Ronaldo, who is a phenomenal player from Portugal. Another one was George Best. And then there was Eric Cantona, who was French. You see, once again, you're doing that. You're making United and the England team. You're making
The English players in the Manchester United team.
Sandra's in Belfast. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
Oh, it's nice to talk to another lady. How are you feeling this morning then? Are you going for England or not?
I'm going for England all the way.
What a good girl.
Oh, yeah, going to say to that wee Leeds man, well done.
Oh, Mark. Mark's gone.
Supporter, like.
Are you a Leeds supporter too?
Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, Mike did like you there, but he's probably gone off, you know.
I can forgive that. That's not a problem at all. But I'm so delighted, Sandra, that you've said, you know, unequivocally, I'm supporting England. And, you know, I hope that when you leave your house now, after your name's been listened to, you're not walking down your street and all of a sudden they start chucking bread rolls at you as you go past their houses. Oh, you know, supporting England and all that.
Because, oh, no, not at all. Nothing like that will happen up here.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry?
I'll get the thumbs up.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Well, you see, you get the thumbs up because you've got a sensible, logical view of what it's all about. We can be brothers in arms. There's no problem with that at all. And for those who don't want to be, and, you know, the word indifference has been used, well, be indifferent if you like. You know, England's got a lot of fans anyway. But I just think it's mean-minded not to want to join in the benefits of an England team doing well at the World Cup. It all spreads to Northern Ireland because young lads then have a greater opportunity to make their way in football. If the economy of football in England is buoyant and gets more buoyant, and it gets more buoyant if we do well in international competitions.
But I must say now, if Northern Ireland had a cafe, I'd have been putting them first.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
oh, I accept that. Look, I was in Northern Ireland when you beat us 1-0 in a World Cup qualifier in about 2005 or 6. But there is a camaraderie, you know, between English people and Northern Ireland people, even when our two teams are playing each other. I just don't know why that camaraderie evaporates for some reason when England qualify for a World Cup tournament and Northern Ireland don't.
OK, well, Frank's in Coal Island. Maybe he can explain. Go ahead, Frank.
Morning, Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa, what's the gentleman's name?
It's Mike Parry. Mike Parry.
Well, I hope England get stuffed. I don't support any English football team. I support Glasgow Celtic, and I support Ireland. And does he think that we Irish have short memories? And that's, I don't want to bring politics into it, but...
No, best left.
We don't forget, and we don't support England. We have no time for them. No, none whatsoever.
Well, no, you watching it, forget, Lisa, not the majority
watch
of
the football.
Not the majority of Northern Ireland people. You've got a personal situation. I
no.
respect that. That's
no,
up
no.
to you. You don't have to like the English at all. So
that's
correct. That's entirely up to you. But I'm telling you, you're against the majority of people in Northern Ireland. You know, sensible thinking people in Northern Ireland don't bear any grudges. They're happy to see England do well.
OK, Thomas in North Belfast. Good morning.
Hey, dear, Lisa. Lisa, Mike's absolutely right here. And I think it was a bit sad of Frank to start bringing the anti-English thing into it. English politics here. It's football we're talking about.
Well, he
about.
Said he didn't want to bring the politics into it.
I know, but then he did.
Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is, Lisa, he's absolutely, I'm a Northern Ireland fan. I hope England do really well. I also hope Germany do well because I've got them in the sweep. But I think people that are whinging about the media and the sport channels, this is English media. Of course they're going to support the England team. Every football fan in the world, whenever they're asking who their team are playing, say we. So there's no problem with Alan Green saying we. I mean, I'm a Rangers fan, I would say, who are we playing this week? That's what's said. But, I mean, if these people are on there complaining, and the likes of that other Northern Ireland fan and the Republic of Ireland fan, if they honestly think for 1 minute that if Northern Ireland won the World Cup or the Republic of Ireland won the World Cup, that we wouldn't be bleating about it for 50, 60, 70, 100 years, their heads on the clouds, because we would. Like we're still going on about the time we got through in Spain. Northern Ireland fans are still talking about the goal against, one goal against England. Because people are proud of their team, and the English have every right to be proud of their team, and the English media are 100% to get behind the England football team. And if Scotland were playing, and you were watching BBC Scotland, all they would be doing was bleating about Scotland, and it's the same all over the world. So they're
okay.
just right, and
okay,
I hope
Thomas.
They do really well.
Thomas, thanks for getting in touch this morning. Sean has a quick question for Mike. Go ahead, Sean.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, hi, hello, Sean.
I was just, the question was, Mike, just to put it in a wee bit of perspective, was if you think that people, the north of Ireland, England, Scotland don't qualify, then we should all get behind England. I was just wanting to know then, if Liverpool, which they have done qualify for the Champions League, and you're a beloved Everton supporter, would you then put on a Liverpool top senior from the same city and get behind Liverpool for the new European campaign?
Well, I wouldn't put a Liverpool cap on, but I can tell you this, and I'm absolutely consistent about
this. But Mike, you're from the same city.
No, I'm not, I wouldn't put a Liverpool cap on. I wouldn't go to the game. I wouldn't start waving Liverpool flag.
Oh, right.
I would want Liverpool to beat whoever they're playing because I have an absolutely firm rule, and that is any England team in Europe, I will support against any foreign team in Europe. So if it's Manchester United
would
or
most
Liverpool...
You're saying you wouldn't support them. You wouldn't put a cap on. You're wanting people who don't support England.
There's a difference. I don't expect people in Northern Ireland. If I came over there tomorrow and England are playing on Saturday in their open game, I wouldn't expect to see people in Northern Ireland wearing, you know, a flag of St George across their back and all that. What I would expect would be a supportive air about England's chances to win the World Cup. I'm not asking you all to get together in pubs and get out the flag of St George and waving it around and chanting England. I don't expect that. What I equally don't expect is this antagonism towards England and people in Northern Ireland hoping that England have a disastrous World Cup. I can't see the point in that. I can't see the point in that because we have very, very close ties, because we are all of the same origin.
Mike, do you think that most Everton fans would take the view that you do over supporting Liverpool in Europe?
No. I get a lot of stick from Everton fans who say, how can you possibly speak up for Liverpool? But I have a firm rule. It doesn't matter if it's Liverpool or Newcastle United or Chelsea. If they're playing a team in Europe, I'll always want the English team to win because I want the England game to prosper at all times. Because football, people forget, is a massive industry, right, within the United Kingdom. It's well over £1 billion a year industry. Well over that. And if it prospers, we all prosper because we all become better people for living in a successful country, no matter what we're successful at. And a successful country is the United Kingdom, not necessarily just England.
Mike Parry, thank you very much for joining us.